I'm going to share this. I don't know to what extent you're familiar with our organizational chart. But I think it's good to go through with it anyway. If you go back to the whole principle of power and form, the organizational structure is a form of church government that we have. And certainly this is not cast in stone. And I think it will change over time. But for now, this is the setup. And let me just explain briefly. The church government, this is a church government structure, not so much an organizational structure. And maybe the whole goal of this is to just show you the lines of authority. So this is not extensive. This doesn't show you the interface between departments, but it just shows you the lines of authority. There are five major components of the ministry organization: the church movement, campus ministry, missions organization, compassion ministry, and management structure. Now, that doesn't mean that just because they're there, that means they're the same in terms of size and constituency. But this is for the reporting relationships. Okay? The bulk of the organization is the church. And I'll go back to this in a moment. But the government of Victory is apostolic in nature. When we say apostolic, at least from my perspective, that means we believe in, I don't know if the others, if you ask Pastor Joey, Pastor Steve, the others, what they would say. But my understanding of apostolic government is it's a government that oversees churches. See, we're a church planting movement. We're not just one church. Now, we're one church in Metro Manila, okay? But we're a church planting movement. And so at least our reflection of the principles of God's Word in the New Testament show us that, Paul would plant churches, establish local leadership, and then go back and, build foundations and raise up local leadership, go out and then go back and help the church nurture and make progression, and hopefully the church will reproduce in itself. So I guess I'm just giving you some general statements, but that's really what we've seen in the New Testament, the pattern of church planting and thus the church government that was put in place to oversee those churches. So now Victory Apostolic Team is governed by, the Every Nation Asian Leadership Team, and as on a regional basis, and then the International Apostolic Team. Now for Pastor Steve and Pastor Joey, June Escosar, myself, we do have roles beyond the Philippine Apostolic Team, but we're also involved in the ALT and the IAT. I think we're in about, 60 countries now? We have thousands of churches because I don't know if we even count the jungle churches we have in Peru or the hundreds of churches in Sierra Leone. We have churches there. But I think we have over 1,000 churches as far as I understand. Now, anyway, for the Philippines, as I said, the Victory Apostolic Team governs the churches and the ministries. VMA, on the other hand, is the implementing arm of the Apostolic Team. In other words, the policies, the decisions that the Apostolic Team makes, VMA implements for the church, for the pastors. Okay? The church movement, on the other hand, is the government for the churches. So, the Victory Apostolic Team, Pastor Steve, Joey Bonifacio, myself, June Escosar, Jure Mora, and Ferdy Kabiling. That's the church government. And then for the church movement, I'm responsible for the oversight here. Pastor for Metro Manila, Pastor Joey, is overseer, although that's changing because he's now the heading up the Every Nation Asia leadership team. We're looking more towards Pastor Ferdy being the one. That's why he's circulating more and more. I don't know if you noticed that, whether it's in Pasig, Caloocan, the other churches. And that's good because between Pastor Joey and myself, because of our other activity, our roles beyond Metro Manila, then certainly kailangan natin ng apostolic oversight just for Metro Manila. So that's the Metro Manila churches. Provincial churches, we know Pastor Jurey is the national director. And then church planting school is Pastor Luther. ABC stands for Assessment, Bootcamp, Church Consulting, and Coaching. And of course, Pastor Joseph is there as well. Now, for the campus ministry, so the person here performs the executive role, you know, for that. So I'm basically, this is my role, and I'm also with VMA. So campus ministry, Joe Bonifacio. We have Lifebox Metro Manila, Lifebox Provincial, CJ, and then School of Campus. Sino ba yung School of Campus Ministry ngayon? Responsible. Sino ba? Okay. I think it's still Joe, but Maya, I think, administers the org. Now here, Pastor June is the head of our international our mission organization. And international church planting, he oversees that as well. Missionary training as well. Missionary care, I think, is Pastor Michael. Then 10 days is Pastor Jonathan. Okay, but they're the team there. Compassion Ministry, Lynn Nawata heads that up. And then the real life team is there. And then, of course, the management structure, that's Gigi Concepcion. And then the departments that are underneath it. Okay, so again, this just shows us the lines of authority. I think what's important is we have apostolic government. Not just with the churches, but with the ministries. And to me, if you notice all of these three other ministries really emanate from the life of the church. What's interesting, I didn't say this to the management team, but you know there are parachurch organizations, isn't it? Campus Crusade, you know, NABS, and other organizations, and they are wonderful ministries. There are mission organizations, PMA, others. There are compassion ministries. But I believe what makes these ministries dynamic and transformative is because it's really an extension of the church. If these things are left to themselves, sure, they'll do something, but I believe I don't think the effectiveness is the same without the local church. Now, that's my personal opinion, and it's not okay, it's not to diminish the importance of these ministries, but I want us to understand it's the church that is really the powerhouse, because Jesus said, I'll build my church and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Now, yes, in fact, there's something, was it Sky or somebody else who was saying that, you know, we need a teaching component of the discipleship where we equip people, you know, for their ministries in the marketplace or in the workplace. That's been in my heart for a long, long time. And we've tried to do something like that. Maybe it's not there yet. Maybe it's just a part of this. But I know, and maybe it doesn't entail an organization to do that, but just as a ministry within the church to function. But in the words of Pastor Joey, you know, these are our crown jewels. I mean, all of these. And of course, the role of management is to serve all of these ministries. And so, that's how we're structured. And I guess if you have any questions, I'm willing to entertain a few questions, and then we can go into our RH bill discussion. Okay? Yes?
This lecture, but now we don't have it anymore.
Okay.
Where will are the training of the pastors?
Yeah. You know? VMA is responsible for that.
Okay.
And when you're still talking about pastors, diba? Because in leader lectures before, my understanding was ENLI was responsible for that, and they train not just the pastors but also the lay people. VMA exists for three things: to foster the spiritual development, oversee the effective functioning, and promote the general well-being of the pastors, campus missionaries, and cross-cultural missionaries of Victory. Yun yung mandate ng VMA. So ang VMA takes care of the pastors. If we take care of the pastors, we take care of the churches. Yeah, you know, ENLI, as exists as a legal corporation within, that's what's registered here. No? But the ENLI ministry really, in many ways, has been absorbed by partly by VMA, partly by the schools. Okay, and the late leadership training is really done in the local church. So in a way, we've pinagpirapiraso natin so that the training is done more at the local church level. That's for the lay people. No? So I hope that answers. Although, just to let you know, even in our discussions, I think one of the burning issues, I think among yourselves also, is tama ba yan, Pastor Ado? No. The whole notion of leadership development, the need to raise more leaders. So we're going to have a discussion at some point. In fact, we're proposing to have a strategic meeting, primarily with the senior pastors, but of course we'll get your inputs as well. Okay? Any other question? Yes,
Bo. With this question. So yung training ngayon napunta na sa VMA.
Not pastors. Right?
Yeah. Okay. So that's yun yung staff dev na ngayon.
Yes. Okay. This one is one of the direct results of that. Okay? I've heard this bits and pieces that the philosophy of leadership development or training of pastors has actually been changing. Someone told me, I don't know if it was Pastor Joey, that seminary education enrollment in the U.S. has actually declined by about 60%.
Wow.
So it seems, and who was it? I think it was another book that I read, that it seems like the way pastors are still prepared, at least in the U.S. context, and I guess here by extension, it's really for a modernist worldview rather than a postmodern societal worldview now. And so, kung hindi humabol yung church, the equipping world, then mauhuli sila. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we changed our campus ministry or our ministry school from 10 months to 3 months now. Because in the past, then the whole notion, actually our a traditional seminary, and I'm all for that. I mean, I wish I could go to seminary, and I'm still trying to, I've been earning units, pero talagang nauna na, hindi na naka 15 units or 18 units yata ako, talagang hindi ko mahabol eh. Okay, baka mag-asawa na yung anak ko bago ko matapos eh. I mean, it's just a time constraint, but, ano ba yung point ko? Nakalimutan ko. Okay, the traditional seminary education is you take a 3-4 year course, try to learn everything, and then try to do something. And unfortunately, doing that just takes too long, too much investment, and unfortunately, not all of them really are effective. Whereas if you do ministry training on a modular basis now, get it for a short period of time, then go into the field, certainly you won't know everything. I mean, how many of you know everything you're doing? You don't, right? But that's the very impetus, okay, that's the very motivation for you to want to learn more. And so I think apparently that's what's becoming more and more the notion of it's really continuing education. So I guess in some ways, that's really the motivation for the staff dev. Right? We give you incremental learnings that you can apply, and then hopefully, but how can we do this? How can we do that? Well, abangan na lang ang susunod na kabanata, di ba? Hintayin natin. Matututo rin tayo, di ba? So, anyway, I guess I gave a long answer to your question, but I'm just training and development is certainly a vital cog in everything that we do. So, any other question? Okay, maliwanag ba? Okay, sang-ayon ba kayo? Okay, salamat mga kapatid. Okay.